your headphones on. We're recording now. Hey, Anna, guess what we're doing now? We're going to call someone really, really, really cool.
I know. I know who we're calling.
Who are we calling?
I know you always think I'm ill-prepared.
All right. We're going to call Kelly Clarkson.
I can't believe it, actually.
It's pretty cool.
It's amazing. What the hell, Sim? This started out as a weird...
Well, I hope she picks up.
Did it not work?
It's working now.
Oh, yes!
Kelly! Oh, my God.
Hey!
Holy shit!
I'm so sorry. I was like, I was sitting here laughing. My sister going, I guess we're super important people. We don't accept Skype calls. I was like...
No, we're so happy to talk to you.
I'm so thrilled to be talking to you. I have been such a huge fucking fan of yours forever. Thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, yeah, of course. It sounded fun and, like, totally not, like, normal stuff. So I was like, yes, I'll do that. Like,
oh, good. Wait, wait, in your opinion, though, what is, like, normal stuff, like talk shows and shit like that?
Well, no, I just mean, like, I don't know, like, a normal... I think that you're going to be... I don't think. I listened because I was like, oh, she's a whole podcast? I was like, wait, what? And they sent me... I guess you did Atlantis and you did... I listened to somebody else, too, and I was like, oh, man, that's a fun interview. It's just a different... I think you might... obviously ask people questions that are different because you're one of us that gets interviewed a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, thanks. Well, I hope I don't let you down. Kelly, so
no pressure. Don't suck.
Hey, Kelly, I wanted to say, I'm sorry to embarrass you. Outside, Anna did say she's actually really nervous to talk to you, and she never says that.
Oh my God. I'm so not, I mean, like, aim higher. I'm so low key. Yeah.
Like, you know what? But I can tell immediately that you are a fucking cool person that I would like to be best friends with. And maybe I could club you over the head and keep you in my attic. I haven't talked about that in a long time.
Hide you in my basement and come have chats.
Hey Kelly, where are you right now? Do you mind my asking?
Yeah, no, I'm in Nashville. We're about to leave tomorrow. We've been doing some stuff for my, like, some release parties for my album. So we're about to head out to L.A. tomorrow for The Voice. We have a bunch of stuff for The Voice. I have this thing with Variety first, and I'm so nervous. Do you get nervous giving speeches? Because I have to give a speech.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm terrified. Like, I might wear, like, a grown-up diaper. Like, I'm really nervous about it.
Did you...
I could sing in front of billions of people, but talking, like, a speech is, like, I'm just going to fail.
I couldn't imagine singing. I couldn't imagine. I mean, I have a terrible voice anyway, but I couldn't imagine singing in front of a lot of people. And, hey, I'm sure you get asked this a lot. I had, like... And it's so not the same, but like my first big movie in LA was Scary Movie and it ended up doing really well. And so suddenly I was sort of like getting recognized a little bit, not that much at all. But how have you handled, I'm sure this is a common question that you get, but like, do you have mental tricks or like, what do? Do you keep like your friends and family close? Do you stay at home? Do you cook like chicken? What do you do to sort of keep a sense of yourself?
You know what? I have been asked this question. I never really know the direct answer, except for I really don't give a shit about being famous. So like I really think that helps. Like I don't find validation in people saying like, I mean, it's nice, obviously, when people say, oh, you did a good job, but I really, it counts for me more. Like, I want to walk away going, man, I feel like I nailed it, regardless of like what people think. So I don't think I've ever really put, and maybe it's because I'm from a small town, so like everybody has everything to say about every move you make, everything you sing, say, think, like all of it. So I think coming from a small town helped, but I just really, at the end of the day, like, I mean, obviously, we like to be, you know, told like good job, but at the end of the day, I honestly, like, even if it's my mom, I don't know if this is horrible to say, but I care more about what I think. Like, I care more about, I know that I just did my best, or I know that I could have done better, or, you know, I don't know, I'm my own harshest critic, so I don't really think I focus on the famous part. Like, I've never lived in LA or New York or, you know, I've always either lived in Texas where I'm from or, you know, in Tennessee now for like over a decade. So I just don't live amongst it, you know, like, so there's never like paparazzi or there's never, I don't know. And I've dated, I've dated people that are really into being famous, and it's really, they hold a lot of weight and gravity in their life with that. And I just didn't like watching it. I was just like, oh, that's gross.
I know,
like,
because, I don't. Yeah, sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. Sorry, go on.
No, you're good.
Well, but just the idea that, like, oh, this is a different priority. For me, I just love acting. And
yeah.
And now podcasting, but and it sort of in talking to other creative people and being a part of the creative process and like escaping behind characters. But the fame part, like, I just never know what to do. Like, I, like,
oh, and I always do everything wrong, apparently. Like, I always feel like they're always
too.
Like,
I don't know.
Yeah. They're like, why did she wear that to this event? I'm like, I don't know. It's fucking comfortable. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, I didn't put that much thought into it, like, honestly. Or oh my gosh, I can't believe she said that. And I'm like, what did I say that was so weird? Like, I never know. Like, people are always like, oh my God, we love that you just, like, stand up for yourself or da-da-da. And they try and make me some Joan of Arc of some situation. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. That was not my intent. I was just, like, being normal. So... like, I don't know. It's just such a weird thing for me to try to explain. And maybe you're very similar to me. It sounds like I really just love singing and I love writing and I love being able to make a living off of it. It's awesome, especially 'cause I grew up with no money. So, you know, I'm very appreciative for it, but I, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, I make records 'cause I want to make records, not because I think if I do this, I'll be super famous. Like, and that's my thing too, because it doesn't matter how famous you are. At the end of the day, we all have a season. Like, you know, at the end of the day, like, people aren't going to be as into KC as we want them to be. You know what I'm saying?
It's
like
true.
They're going to be
yeah.
Moving
there's no
on.
Finish line.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like so funny. But I don't know. I just have never put a lot of gravity or weight with the fame thing because it's so flippant.
Oh, completely. I feel like the very few times that I'm in the tabloids, it's been a little bit more recently, but not so much. But I feel like for years it was like the only time I would appear would be like Stars Without Makeup, and it's like,
oh God,
there I am,
yeah,
and in my sweatpants, like into Ralph's.
Yeah. I always laugh at that, though. I'm like, do you think that picture's unique? Because I have like 1,000 of them if you want them. I was like, is that supposed to make me feel bad about myself? Because I'm like, I actually look all right without makeup. Like, I always feel like I have like the opposite disease. Like, you know, like people with like anorexia, like see themselves and they're like, oh my God, I'm so big. I still like, I know I'm bigger than like what I used to be, but my husband he laughs at me all the time because I'm like, dude, I walk out going, even with weight on, I look damn good right now. Like, I have, like, the opposite problem. Like, it's like, I wish I had, like, the opposite. I wish I was a little more motivated because I'm not. Like, I'm just like, no, I feel really great about what's happening right now. Like, even, like, me without makeup, like, on Idol, like, 15 years ago, the producers, it drove them crazy that I wouldn't wear makeup.
Oh, my God, I love this
story. When
we
were in the house and they were taping. And I'm like, well, you're wanting to get footage of us just hanging in the house. Who freaking wears full-on hair and makeup hanging out in their house? That's gonna look weird. Like,
Kelly,
and,
I fucking
and they would
love
argue
you.
With me on it. So I don't know, I've kind of been that girl too, but I don't get offended by it. Like, I don't care.
No, yeah,
I mean, they've got me full-on in a bathing suit eating a hot dog on a beach and I'm like, yep,
yeah, fuck yeah, you're
and
our girl.
A damn good hot dog, so go screw yourself.
I remember when I was pregnant, like that was like the first time that I had experienced like an influx of paparazzi watch. And it didn't occur to me till I kept thinking like, man, for the first time, like paparazzi, I have like there's people following me, and it was incredibly uncomfortable, but I was pregnant. So I had that like pregnant kind of numb brain.
Oh yeah.
And, but it, you know, it was all about like the bump watch or like, not even the bump watch. It was like the weight gain watch. That fucking sucked. But it didn't though. I didn't really give a fuck. I just was like, give me my almond croissant. That was what I wanted.
Oh God. Yeah. I'm sorry, but pregnancy was just about survival for me.
Yeah.
I hate it. It was horrible.
Do you, I had some girlfriends tell me that how like much they loved being pregnant, but I wasn't sure that I really understood what they meant when they said that. I felt like,
oh,
are you telling the truth?
No, my sister is the same way. My sister had like, she's like, oh, I think like one time I smelled like Indian food and then like I like felt a little ill. And I was like, are you freaking kidding me right now with that bullshit story? I was like, that's not real. I was like, I've been vomiting for months. Like, you smelled Indian food or you poor thing? like, oh like it was like, it's just like so different for some women. Like, and my sister's awesome. She was like, if you ever want any more kids, I'll have them for you, because she literally spent her 40th birthday in the hospital with me because my husband was out of town at one of the times during the pregnancies that I was hospitalized. But I mean, I have horrible, horrible pregnancies.
Oh God, I'm so sorry. But
yeah,
now,
no, but you know what?
Like
I have two awesome little kids, so.
I know. Well, but do you think that there's any chance your sister will have a baby for me?
Yeah, right. She probably would. She like loved it. She's like really good at it. Like everything is good like with her in that. So.
Okay, so we have we're going to get on to something called deal breakers, and this is, you have to imagine that you're single. And
okay. Would
this be something, unless Sim, did you want to ask?
No. Go for it. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. So these are deal breakers.
Okay.
The guy you're dating insists on eating dinner in bed 3 times a week.
Eating in bed?
Yeah. He wants to eat dinner in bed.
Like dinner, or like he got dinner. High and has the munchies or something? Like,
no.
Who does that?
No, he wants he wants dinner in bed.
Nope, I'm good. No.
That's a deal breaker.
I don't want to be laying all in that and like feeling it. And I like food, y'all, but I ain't, no.
Okay, what about breakfast?
That's a deal breaker. I'm going to be like, dude, it's called a table. Like, we're going to eat at a table.
I don't know, man. Kelly, I have to disagree with you.
I kind of like eating dinner in bed. I don't do it all the time, but it's.
Oh, God, no. No, I can't. No. No, I need to be like, I mean, I can like sit at like, you know, we're football fans in our house. Like, I can sit and, like, hold my plate on, like, the couch in our living room, but, like, not in my bed. No.
Okay. He used to date his current BFF.
Wait, what?
Okay.
Oh, he used to date my current BFF?
His current. So he's, like, best friends with this gal. She seems pretty cool.
Oh.
But he used to date her. Is that a deal breaker?
No, I'm not really one of those girls. I'm just like, I mean, even my husband, I have this conversation all the time because we've both been cheated on. I'm like, here's the thing. I'm not worried about anything or anyone around you because, I mean, if you're going to do it, I can't do anything about that. You're either going to make a non-asshole decision or an asshole decision. So it's like, you know, I don't have any control in that situation. So I've never really been a jealous girl. I've just been like, I mean, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. If it's not, it's not. So I don't think that would really bother me.
Do you think that being cheated on, because I've been cheated on as well, but do you think that, I mean, who hasn't really, but do you think that that has made you less jealous, or I mean, I guess it has, or more jealous, or I don't know how it messes with your mind.
I think, you know what, my mother's been married a few times, and like, she just, I don't know, the two that I know, weren't real winners. And I think just learning that from childhood early on, that like, sometimes you try and make things work, and sometimes it's just not supposed to. Like, sometimes it's, you were supposed to know each other for a moment and time, and you were helping each other through something, and then you moved on, and you both moved on and found something else, you know? Like, so I think early on I just found out that sometimes people are shitty and you have no control over that. So even like whenever I got cheated on, luckily I wasn't like in love with this person. We were just dating, but like, we were dating exclusively together, like, so I'm not letting him off the hook. But I'm just saying, we, you know, it wasn't like, you know, to where I was married to someone, or even like in a, you know, long relationship and felt super betrayed in that sense. It was just more the total lying straight to your face that really did a number on me, because I was like, wow, that's like a different level of, like, you're like two people. Like,
I had in college, I had a guy tell me like, oh, you're so crazy. Like, when I was like, oh, is there any chance you're hooking up with, I don't know, let's call her Becca. And he would be like, oh my God, you were so crazy. You've always been so jealous.
Oh,
you're
and
such
see, that's
a crazy
the first
person.
Telltale, though, that they probably are, when they try and make you feel nuts.
But
yeah.
I didn't know that. So instead, I just felt, you know, kind of terrible. Like, am I crazy? Maybe I am. Maybe I'm like this insecure, insane person. And I probably am. But
well, and anyway, even it's a man that I want to be with, and I emphasize man, not boy, is I want a man that's not going to, even if I was wrong, I would rather have a grown ass man sit there and say, oh man, honey, I'm sorry. Like what am I doing to make you feel like that's
oh my
happening?
God.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, what
yes,
am I doing?
You're
I'm so,
so right.
sorry. Like, you're not crazy. Like, obviously, you're thinking that for some reason. Like, what am I doing? Because that's how my husband and I like to, you know, react to each other. Like, instead of, and which, by the way, we have totally not acted, you know, reacted that way. Sometimes we're normal. But I just mean we try to communicate really well and clearly and saying, well, then why would I be feeling this? Like, why would you be feeling that? Like, what makes you go there? Like, I mean, I would rather be with a grown-ass individual that can have a conversation rather than be demeaning and saying you're crazy.
It totally. And it makes you feel safe. Like if the mutual motivation is like making each other feel safe in the relationship, then that's sort of the most important thing.
Yeah. And if it's not, like, I mean, I say this all the time. I have a lot of great friends, y'all. I don't need any more friends. I want
wait,
a lover
what
that
about
understands me.
Kelly?
No. I mean, like, in a relationship, you know, people are like, oh, your marriage. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, we are friends, but, like, we're lovers first. And I think that's why we work really well. Like, I have a lot of friends. I don't need that. I want somebody that's got my back and, you know, even more than my girlfriends. Like, I want someone that I know I can depend on and won't let me down or talk shit about me behind my back or, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I mean, that makes, I just want that.
Yeah, that
from
makes
a
you feel safe and loved and like
And if I'm not feeling that, bye. Like I mean, my husband and I say that to each other all the time. We'll be surrounded by relationships that maybe aren't. I feel like in the last year we have been around a few relationships that are just like so volatile or just cancerous for each other. Like the people we're watching, and it's like we always have these conversations with each other, like pillow talk at night, of like, just so you know, like, when you start jabbing me like that in public, if that happens, nope. like, you know, you're around couples and I'm like, I don't think that was funny. That was just fucking awkward right now. Like,
God, it sounds, you are so fucking cool. Okay, wait. Okay, next one. He steals toilet paper from restaurants.
Did you say he steals?
He steals toilet paper from restaurants. Like,
no,
you're getting
first
into
of all, you're stealing like the like lowest grade of toilet paper. I'm just gonna steal something. Like, you know, it's gonna be like the stuff that's like for septic tanks. It's like hardly anything there. Like,
I see
not
you're
even
a Charmin
like,
lady.
Good stuff like, from a friend's house. It's like a restaurant. No.
That would just be weird if you're like if he suddenly like pulls out.
Well, because I'd be like, why are you stealing shit? That's weird. Can you not afford it? Because that might be a deal breaker if you can't afford toilet paper.
okay, he calls your music your hobby.
Oh my gosh. I can't. I've actually dated this one. So,
oh.
Yeah. No, or has used the word cute. No, what you do is cute. I mean, it's cute. A lot of 13-year-olds are excited. And I was like, literally, I was like, "Oh my gosh." Like, I mean, in that moment, I was like, yeah, I don't even think we're going to be able to be friends, like, let alone date.
No, because like, so, like, that's so manipulative and controlling.
Oh, my God. And it's just so transparent that, you know, that person's insecurity. Like,
oh,
it's
completely.
So transparent that, like, you're not doing well, so that's why you're mad about it.
Completely.
Like, I don't have to be a psychiatrist to figure that one out. So, it's like.
Oh. Oh, we thought she just hung up. Let's get her back.
She's amazing, and we lost her.
We lost her.
Sim,
we
lost
her.
Her.
I'm trying her again. Oh, I was having so much fun listening
to
this.
She's incredible.
Oh my gosh. Can we talk about how the last thing I said was bye and then something happened and we got disconnected? I was like, oh shit. And I said bye. Like all of a sudden we got disconnected. I was like, bye.
We had a minor freak out here because we didn't want to lose you. We were having so much fun.
I laughed. Because I was like, well, something happened, and it happened right after I said bye. That was amazing timing. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, excuse me. He throws a birthday party for his dog every year.
I mean, I like animals, but that's weird. Right?
My girlfriend, I should say fiance, excuse me. My fiance is throwing a birthday party for her dog, our dog, I should say, tonight. Stassi, it's Stassi's birthday. 9 years
I mean,
old.
I'm not against it. I just think.
But here, Kelly, here's the thing, Kelly. She went to the Grove. There's like a special bakery, a dog bakery. She bought these special doggy cupcakes for like $10 each. She bought these doggy popsicles and doggy hats, like party. Like it's
my invitation got lost in the mail.
Then she wants me to be excited about it. I mean, it'll be cute, it'll be fun, but should I kind of just go with it and just be like, oh, because I know it's important
to her. Oh, definitely go with it. I mean, hey, everybody likes something different, man. I mean, if she starts asking you to wear, like, doggy treats to bed, there might be an issue. Like, if she, you know, is like, hey, do you mind if our dog watches? Like, I mean, that might be weird.
No. I mean, my fiance is the best. She's amazing. And, of course, I'm going to support her. If she wants to have a doggy birthday party, great.
We all, in our relationships, we all have our weird, quirky things that are just, they're different from us. That, I mean, go with it. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't know why I accept that more. Maybe that's sexist. I accept that more from a female than a male. I can't imagine a grown man going, someone's throwing a party for my dog. Like, I can't. I just imagine my husband saying that.
Okay, now the next game. Well, okay, it's called How Would You Proceed? You've been dating a new guy for a few weeks and things are going great. He's kind to you. He takes you to dinners. He even offers to help you with little things like picking up groceries, etc. You don't think twice about this until your friend tells you that he came across his LinkedIn profile, and under employment, it reads personal assistant to Kelly Clarkson. How would you proceed?
Wait, what? So wait, he's really great, but then I did what?
Well,
I looked up his profile or something?
Your friend did. And under his LinkedIn profile, under employment, it says personal assistant to Kelly Clarkson.
Oh my God, that is amazing. Oh, that is just the most amazing how to proceed question. I think I'd get real drunk because I'd be like, wow, this is another level of low, but I thought we were dating. You thought you were working for me. One of the greatest stories of all time. I would definitely break up with him and fire him.
Yeah. And he's like, but you owe me 2 months in back pay.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Okay, next one. Your manager calls you and says that Paul McCartney is a huge fan and wants to produce your next album. You arrive at the studio and hear a farm animal in the background. Paul emerges and says, Kelly, I love you, but before we continue, I need to cleanse the studio. Do you mind if we sacrifice a chicken before we get going? And he says it really quickly. Maybe he says, do you mind? Did you just mind if we kill a chicken before we get going? But in a beautiful British accent.
I don't love anyone that much to work with someone with some odd ass shit like that. Like, what? I'd be like, no, we're good. No, I'm good. You know what? I actually had plans. Also, sorry, I was supposed to be somewhere. Like, I actually met him, though. He's so nice.
Well, and also, isn't
he also PETA?
Yes,
and
yeah. So it would be something. Like
a hypothetical.
Like,
yeah, this is really right.
Oh, my God. I get it. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even get that part. Because, yeah, Stella, his daughter, has the whole, like animal-friendly. Yeah, duh. I didn't even get that part of it. I just thought it was weird as shit to say that.
No, it's weird as shit. It's definitely weird as shit.
No, you're not wrong.
No, that would be ironic, wouldn't it?
Well, it would just be a different side to Paul that we hadn't seen yet.
Yeah.
But maybe it's like, I don't know, maybe it's just like, you know, the thing that the Beatles had done since 1964.
Yeah, maybe it's worked and he's like really superstitious.
Oh gosh, sorry. All right. So, hey, so your album, Meaning of Life, is beautiful and I love your single, Love So Soft, and I love your video. And I wanted to ask you about that. Like that shoot looked fucking crazy. Will you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, no, it was insane. It's all Dave Myers doing as well. You know, we wanted to visually show the fans, like, this is a departure, as well as musically, like, it's definitely a departure. It's still pop, but it's just more of, like, a soulful urban R&B pop. And obviously people are used to more of a pop rock sound. So we wanted to visually kind of take people, steer them that way as well as sonically. So, yeah, it was all Dave. I wanted a video that, unlike I'd ever done before, and I thought since the song was so sassy and very confident woman, very just comfortable. The whole song is like for me. I love that song because I don't think that you necessarily have to have somebody else, bring this out in you. But for me specifically, like I already felt sexy. I already felt like confident and all these things. But I will say after being married to my husband, who very much so makes me feel like I'm fucking Beyonce. Like he's like super like supportive and like just very like, always grabbing my ass, always like doing something.
Oh,
like,
I love that.
Sweet. Yeah. Like touching the small of my back. Like he always makes me feel very sexy and I don't know, just very womanly. And I don't think you have to be married or with someone to like feel that. But for me specifically, that did happen that way for me. So, I don't know, Love to Self kind of reminds me of that. And so it's just kind of, this album is, more of like a fun, sassy diva approach, visually, like with the music. So Dave really took it to the next level. Obviously he and Jonah, who did the special effects too, which were insane. I've never done a video of that magnitude. So, it was definitely amazing. And honestly, he was sick. He got rushed to the ER he's fine now, but something random happened and he got rushed the night before the shoot, and it was a 2-day shoot. He wasn't even able to be there. Like it's a sign of a true leader when you do so much, pregame work, and you hand it off to your team and they accomplish exactly what you wanted. But he wasn't even there.
A visually arresting video. It's so fucking cool and you look fucking amazing. I watched it because I got it on my New York Times feed. Because they do whatever, this is the lame part, but maybe a couple weeks ago. And it was just, it's so beautiful. You look so fucking amazing. And it's one of those, because videos nowadays, it feels like you really have to pull some rabbits out of the hat to make it very distinctive.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, because videos aren't like what it used to be when we were like younger with like TRL or like, which I guess they're bringing back now. But I just mean, videos used to be this huge impact, like with a song. And I think it's slowly people are trying to do that again, especially with technology advancing like it has so much. But we really don't, I don't think people, I mean, including myself before this video, I don't think we've really put as much thought into making videos anymore because sometimes there's nowhere they play them. So, but it was really cool because Atlantic, my new record label, they were like, we want to visually captivate everyone as well as musically. So we definitely spent a pretty penny on it and 2 days doing it. So it was well worth it. It's one of my favorite things I've ever done.
Oh, well, it's amazing. I can't tell you, we haven't talked to too many musicians on this podcast, but you're fucking amazing. And I'm so flattered that you came on the show and, Sim is writing me a note. What is
it? No, it was for Cassie. Oh, sorry. Okay. Continue.
Oh.
No, thank you. That's awesome. I think what you're doing is awesome. I think it's fun too. Like I said, in the very beginning, like it's easy you're very, disarming in a good way. Like, I just mean I think people are probably more comfortable talking with you too, just because you are the same, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, it's, you get like when you're asking a question, what all that involves and like what, it's just a different vibe.
Compliment. Because I feel like I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing,
but what you're doing is just having a conversation, and that's what's attractive about it. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you're trying to get some kind of scoop. You're just having a conversation, and I don't know. I think those are the best interviews, right?
My cheeks are turning, like my heart is.
She's
like,
seriously I'm turning. She's oh my god! You just made her day, Kelly.
Oh man, that was so easy. I need to aim higher.
So Kelly, your album is called The Meaning of Life. It's coming out Friday, October 27th, and the single right now is Love So Soft. Kelly, I can't thank you enough. Yeah, we can't thank you enough
for
being with us.
But wait, Kelly, if you come to LA, can we hang out?
Yes, I'm there doing The Voice. We're about to leave for The Voice, but I would love to.
I would love that. Thank you so much.
Yes, my favorite. My favorite thing about LA is coffee or food. So.
All right, you got it. I love it. All right.
Thank you so much,
we
Kelly.
We love you. Thank you,
yeah.
Kelly.
Hey, y'all have an awesome night. I'm going to go hang out with my kids.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye.
She's the best.
What?
She's the best.
Like, what?
Oh, my God.
I felt like a little bit of like a loss for words.
I feel like you made a new best friend. She's so cool.
Because I don't know how to interview anybody, but I certainly don't know how to.
But you two got along so well.
She's amazing. She
really
like
is.
Dominated. She like did. I was just like, drool is like. Anyway, that was great.
All right. So now we're going to get to some caller updates. So let's take a little break and we'll get back with the caller updates. Thanks,
and
everyone.
A big fuck you. Not to you guys, to Zim.
Anna, whenever you're ready.
Hey, Sim, have you ever thought about
recording?
Like a Xanax prescription? Just wondering. No.
Really?
Dude.
First of all, you should be excited and happy that I get all this shit ready.
I am. I'm just wondering.
And also...
It was a simple question. Have you ever thought about it? I'm not saying...
truthfully, the occasional Xanax does help. I'm not going to lie. All right. But I'm kind of happy that I get shit done this way.
Yes, I am too.
By the way, I've relaxed a lot more recently, right?
Oh yes. I think everyone here would agree with that.
All right, so we have some caller updates right now.
Yeah, I'm excited.
You do remember Elizabeth from the Lake Bell episode?
Yes.
All right, we're going to call her right now. Just to give you a recap, you know, we'll talk to her. She'll tell us what happened.
I love it that people are willing to come back on. It's so nice.
It's awesome. I love that.
Hello?
Elizabeth!
Hi guys, how are you?
Great. Are we your best friends?
I hope so. Say yes. So Elizabeth, well, first of all, tell us what happened. Give us a recap.
So basically I had gone on a family vacation with my boyfriend and his family, and it was the middle of the night and I felt like a pressure on my shoulder. And I woke up kind of unsure what was going on. And it turned out to be his sister, who is older, peeing on me. So
I'm so sorry to laugh. I know.
No, it's fine. I've been making a comedy of it, too, because it's kind of the only way to get through something so weird. So so when I had called in, we'd kind of gone over me bringing it up, hashing it out, getting it out in the open, and then just kind of moving past it. But when I brought it up, so she actually did end up denying it.
I knew it. I knew she was going to deny it.
So I basically just kind of, in the nicest way possible, was like, yeah, I mean, it definitely happens, but... You know, I just wanted to make sure everything was okay between us. And she was like, yeah, that's fine. And things have been, I mean, obviously they're not normal. Like, I don't think things could ever be normal again, but they've been, at least the tension is not there that was there before.
Well, okay. So, and you and your boyfriend are still really close?
Yeah. I mean, he was fine with me like approaching her, and I had told him I was going to do it beforehand and he would be supportive no matter what I chose to do. He's not the happiest with his sister, but I mean, I do understand his position too, because it's, you know, that's his family and it's his sister, and as disappointed as he is in her, I think, like, you know, it's still his little sister and he still loves her, and I of course understand that, but their relationship has definitely changed as well, I think, since she's done that.
How often do you see his family?
Every day. So I shouldn't say every day, but so I'm in a little bit of a weird situation. So I work full time and I go to graduate school, where I grew up is in a really rural part of New Jersey. So I live with him and his family during the week while I'm commuting to work and school. So at least 5 days a week, I'm in the house with all of them.
Do you sense any like passive aggressiveness from her? I guess, can you move on in a normal way? Because maybe this was like a really weird fucking possessive drunken mistake. I can't quite wrap my head around it, but I wonder if like maybe you can just sort of chalk it up to like, you know what, I love my boyfriend, I, you know, the family is good, I'm willing to do this. And maybe sort of let it go.
I think so. I think you're right. I think it's about time now. You just have to let it go.
I guess so. Yeah.
It's over. Yeah. It's over. You tried. She denied it. Things are a little awkward, but things will get back to being the same
eventually.
But
I'm sorry, though. You know what sucks, though, is when you ask somebody of something that you're pretty fucking sure of and they deny it. That is an unsettled feeling that will last for a long time. But I think that, Elizabeth, if you can recognize that you will never get satisfaction out of it, and kind of, I don't know, but man.
But I think it's time to just close the chapter on this.
I would hear, though, about guys in college, like peeing in closets and stuff like that. Like, I hadn't heard about a woman peeing on her brother's girlfriend's, the foot of the bed. But,
hey, Elizabeth, yeah. did you see the animation on Unqualified Instagram?
No, I follow you guys, but I didn't see anything show up.
Okay. Yeah, check it out.
I don't know
if it'll make you feel better or worse.
But let's just say that our animator was inspired by your story and decided to depict it on our Instagram. So please check it out.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Yeah, I definitely will. I definitely will. But I think you guys are right. Like, things are definitely not going to go back to normal, but... I'm also at a point where my boyfriend and I are moving forward with trying to buy a house. So it's kind of like, you know, all of this is just temporary. I just have to keep on telling myself that because, I mean, it definitely is frustrating that I am 150% sure that it happens. And to have her deny it, I don't know. I still feel extremely disrespected, but... I love my boyfriend and I love my boyfriend's parents, and I certainly don't want to put them in a bad situation either. So I'm kind of just set on the fact that this is temporary. I'll be out soon and
yeah,
I just have to live with it.
I think that's a strong position to have, and good for you for feeling that way. I would definitely, you know, not ignore any like any passive aggressive behavior that she, you know, if you're at the dinner table and you're like, hey, would you mind handing over the ranch dressing, and like you're blatantly ignored by her, you're like, I'm in grad school, I don't eat ranch dressing, and I'm like, I'm 40 and I love ranch dressing. But I think just clock those things, I guess. And but you know, it really is weighing a matter of like what is sort of worth creating a divide between you and his family and her, and sort of just like a constant sort of weighing, I guess, of those options, of those things that you want to make a battle or you know. But obviously, if other uncomfortable things come up, I think being open with your boyfriend is probably the best move. And if he ever doesn't necessarily have your back, then that maybe that's sort of signifies something a little deeper or whatever. But it sounds like you're great, and it sounds like you guys are doing great. I'm so happy that you are getting a house together. And if you want, I can pretend to be his sister right now. And here, Elizabeth, ask me if I peed, okay?
I know this is really awkward to talk about, but I'm just going to ask you. So I've been wanting to talk about this for a while, but when we were all in Long Island,
yeah.
Did you pee on me in the middle of the night?
Yeah. I'm really sorry. I like to mark my territory a little bit. I felt like at dinner you were being all charming and funny and it made me feel insecure, and then I drank too much and so I sort of had to pee on you, and I'm really sorry about that. Do you feel better?
Totally fine. I'm we got that out of the way.
All right. Yeah, no, I'll really try hard to not do it again. No promises. Whenever I'm in Long Island, I tend to urinate a lot. It's like there's a weird thing where my bladder, like, I lose control. But I'm going to start wearing those diapers. And anyway, Elizabeth, I really love you, and I'm so happy you're going to be a part of our family.
Oh, thank you. Love you, too.
You're welcome. I imagine she talks like that.
Hey, Elizabeth, I want to thank you so much for checking in with us again. And honestly...
Yeah, truly, thank you.
This was quite a memorable call, and many of our listeners really wanted to check in and see what happened. So thank you for sharing with us.
Yeah, no problem. Can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
So I am going to your book event in Jersey City, and oh. I am so excited, and I just wanted you to know that.
Oh, my God, that's Elizabeth, awesome. Thank you so much. Will you come say, I mean, like, will you please, I'll probably be, like, a little dizzy, but please, like, say, hey, I'm Elizabeth. I got peed on. And I will be like, well, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's amazing. That she, like, that's so cool.
Yeah, Elizabeth, I'm so happy you're doing that. Thank you so much. I can't wait to meet you in person.
Same here. I'm really excited. I'm so excited to read your book. Congratulations on it.
Hey, thank you. Oh, I'm.
Oh, well. You're so sweet. Thanks so much, Elizabeth.
I love you.
Bye.
Love you guys too. Bye.
That's our listeners are the fucking best.
They are. That's amazing. I got a little like.
I know. I just saw that reaction of you. That's so sweet.
Oh
man. Yeah. All right. We have one more update here today. So Liana was from the Maria Bamford episode. Oh, I love that episode. Maria was amazing.
Oh, she's incredible.
So this is actually a sweet call. I remember this. She was really excited.
Oh, I'm kind of like, I'm a little anxious, but I bet it's...
Hello?
Liana.
Yes.
Hi, Liana. It's Anna.
Hi, Anna. Hey, hi, Sim.
Thanks for checking back in with us. Our listeners were really excited to hear about what's been happening with you.
So tell us, give us a recap. Why did you call us the first time, or why did we call you, I should say?
Yeah, well, I called the first time because I've been in a relationship with my boyfriend for, well, it was almost 7 years at the time, and he hadn't proposed, even though we'd spoken about it many times. And then I found out that he'd purchased an engagement ring, and I didn't know if people in my family were involved, and he had the ring for over 8 months, and I didn't know what was happening. Yeah. So since then, he's proposed to me on our anniversary. So it's really exciting. And,
congrats.
Thank you. It was such a weird day, and like, I didn't think it was going to happen. So it was really, it was a surprise, even though I knew it was going to happen at the same time. So the way it happened, I don't know how much time you have, but I can tell you the story too.
And we don't have all day.
Oh, Sim, quit being a stick in the mud. Tell us what happened.
Okay.
It's your anniversary.
Well, our anniversary was approaching, and we had no plans for it. So I didn't really think of making a big deal about it, even though he had the ring and everything. I didn't really think anything was going to happen. A couple of days before our anniversary, we decided to go camping, which I've never been camping before in my life. So it was kind of fun to, you know,
sleep,
get everything all set
dirt.
Up.
Oh.
Yeah,
that part's
exactly.
Fun.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, like, we were only going to do it for like one or two nights, but everywhere was sold out because it was so last minute, and it was a long weekend. So we only ended up going for one night. So we figured out, well, that way it's kind of a good way to gauge if we like doing it, and we don't have to buy a bunch of stuff because it's only the one night. So we went and we thought it'd be so romantic because we looked at pictures online and it seemed really private, and we pull up and it's like a lot that's right next to like another little parking lot, basically, with like a a twig and a rock between us, and we can see like the family that's right next to us. And so it's not private at all. And on one side of us, there's like there's a huge family that's having a party, and they're all yelling at each other. And that didn't last too long, but then another family came and they started setting up, and they were like screaming with children. And there were other families around us with like kids that were literally running to where our car was, parked right in front of us and screaming. And my boyfriend didn't really feel well. So it was kind of like a weird day, and it was a little bit less romantic than we had expected. And we spent the whole day like, you know, looking around and just enjoying nature. And then finally, it's the end of the night and it's like super dark out, and we've already eaten s'mores, and like the moon's come up and you can't see anything except like your shoes by the fire. And finally, like, he gets down on one knee and he proposes right by the fire. So it was a really beautiful end to like a really bizarre day. Oh, and never mind the fact that the family next to us was talking about like death and everybody they know who has dementia and cancer. Like, we were listening to these horrible conversations the entire night. It was like unreal situations, but then it finally ended in something really beautiful. So it was worth
it. Oh, I'm so happy for you. Oh, that's amazing.
So when are you guys getting married?
We actually just decided like yesterday. Like, people have been asking us, and we just decided it's going to be October 13th, 2019. And so we finally picked the date, and we're going to go visit a venue this weekend. And I already picked my dress too, just because it's something that I've wanted forever, and it really inexpensive. So
wait, so you picked the dress it's 2 years ahead of time?
Now. Hey, you're not a woman. Back off.
But 2 years?
Hey, dude. I'm serious. It's a big deal.
Come on, 2 years away.
Hey, listen. It's a big deal.
Your taste can change in 6 months. Styles can change.
It's a big deal. Yeah, it's a big deal to a woman.
This is like a style that I've realized now.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay.
I'm getting death stares from every woman in this room right now.
When my friend got married and she bought her dress 2 years ahead of time, I was like, you are absolutely crazy. How are you supposed to know? But when you see the dress that you really want, especially if you've had an image in your head, like, there's no reason not to. And I mean, it was like under $200. So we're not talking like,
oh my God, you
have to
scoop it up
or anything.
But Liana, would you do me a crazy favor? Maybe take a picture of it and send it to us?
Sure,
to. Okay. Yeah. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I would love to see it.
No, of course.
And I'm so happy for
you. The dress, like, I can send you a picture of it, because I had to actually exchange it. So the new one's coming in. So I can send you a picture of it, and I can send you a picture of the ring too, like the picture that I sent my family, because I kind of announced it in a subtle way. I sent my family a photo, and like, they have to spot the ring in the picture. So,
oh, I love That's that. So Please great. Do though, you know, and I'm so happy for you. It sounds like you're so happy, and that's incredible.
I really am. I thought that I'd be excited when it happened, and I was. And then we both just got so much more excited about it when we were able to start telling like friends and family, because it's something that everybody's been looking forward to for such a long time. So it just like kind of made it so much more, I don't know, a lot more fun than both of us thought. Like, he told me himself that he didn't really think that it was going to be such a big deal. Like, yeah, we're making a commitment to each other, and that's what we're ready to do. But now he's the one who's excited too, and he never thought that that would happen. Oh, and that reminds me, before I forget, I told him everything about calling you guys.
What did he say?
Well, I told, like, after he proposed, so he was like, so you knew that I had the ring the whole time, right? And I'm like, yes, I did. But not only that, and then I told him that I called
him.
And he's like,
podcast.
Are you kidding me? And he's like, well, why don't you just go tell Anna that we're engaged now? And I'm like, you know what? I just will. So
yes.
And you just did. So hey, listen, send me your address because Anna and I want to send you an engagement gift.
Yeah.
So will you do that? That's will you so email me your sweet. Address?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, you really don't have to do
No, we want to.
No. Liana, you're a part of our lives.
Oh.
Listen, thank you so much.
You guys are so super sweet.
You're the best. Congratulations to you. And what's your fiance's name?
His name is Alex. I actually thought that he wasn't going to be here when you guys would call, but he's actually here.
Let's put him on. Yeah, let's put him on right now.
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
Did you hear that? It's so cute. Talk to Anna. She giggled and she says, talk to Anna. They're so adorable. I can hear them in the background.
Hello?
Alex,
hi,
congratulations.
Alex.
It's Anna Faris and Sim Sarda.
Liana has become a really close friend of ours now. We absolutely adore her.
So you didn't know that she had called the podcast at all?
That's amazing.
Hey, congratulations, truly. And we want to keep in touch with you guys. And also, my one piece of advice, though, is definitely don't postpone the honeymoon. Even if you just do like a 2-day, 3-day camping trip to revisit the campsite between the twig and the rock or whatever. But seriously.
Well, thank you so much, guys.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Thank you for like sharing your story and your lives. And Liana's awesome. I'm so happy for you guys.
We wish you the best.
Thank you so much.
Put Liana back on so we can say bye to her.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Very demanding.
Hi. Sorry, he was a little shy.
No, well, you're suddenly on a podcast that your sweet fiance is like forced you on. Liana, hey, thank you. Will you keep us posted, please? I want to hear about wedding planning drama. Okay. I want it like
wedding planning drama. Honestly, there's not really much drama because I want a really simple wedding. And my parents, they know that because I've told them since forever. So they're pretty much okay with everything so far.
Good. All right. But if there is some, let us know because I'm fascinated by that.
And send me your address. And your soon to be husband is really sweet. He's really nice. We're happy for you guys.
Thank you so much. I was really excited when I got the message saying that you guys wanted an update. So
it wasn't just us. It was everyone else, too. There was a bunch of people on Twitter that wanted to know as well. But thank you so much, Liana.
That's great. Well, I mean, thank you so much for having this show and letting me, you know, be part of it. And it's just a lot of fun. And it's been really... It's been really funny to tell the story as part of the engagement thing. I haven't told everybody, but I've told, you know, a few people, like my parents listened to the show after and they were like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that you did that.
That's amazing.
That's awesome. I love it. Well, we're thinking about you and love you so much. Give our love to Alex.
Thank you so, so much for checking in and, you know, continue doing what you're doing. Your show has always been great, and I've always been such a fan. And Anna, Sim, you guys are so sweet, and your advice is always so great. So just keep up the good job.
Thank you. I love you.
Thank you so much. Bye, Liana.
Yeah, no problem.
Bye.
Bye.